ओम शांति। So Baba is totally transforming us before Gyan. We had everything limited. Limited intellect, limited knowledge. Whereas now Baba is taking us into unlimited. So our intellect becomes unlimited, our knowledge also unlimited. Baba makes us Trikal Darshi, Trilokinath, Trinetri, etc. So now we need to use knowledge at each and every aspect of our life, because the goal is to transform ourselves from Tamo Pradhan to Sato Pradhan, and for that to absolve our vikarma, to change our sanskars, to overcome our weaknesses. We need power of yoga or tapasya. So tapasya and jnana will help us to transform. Jnana will give us understanding what is right, what is wrong. And yoga will help us to empower ourselves or to do whatever we think is right. Otherwise, we had very good aims. In our life, we wanted to be better person. We had lots of moral teaching, lots of lectures from gurus and sannyasis and pandits and scriptures and everything. But we used to just enjoy listening to the lectures. It was not easy for us to become the embodiment of our teachings that we were receiving from a variety of sources. Now we have this understanding that tapasya will not be powerful until we have renunciation. So renunciation is very essential. And before we have renunciation, we need to have total disinterest in the world. Vairagya. So, sometimes people see our renunciation and they have mercy. That, oh, you have to give up smoking, no drinking, no boyfriend, girlfriend, no children, no parties. So all this renunciation was easily observed by our friends and relatives, but they couldn't see our fortune. We are doing everything to create our fortune, because our present karma and dharana will help us, not only to help us in a future birth, but even future of this birth. Because Baba gives us inheritance for 21 births, which includes one birth of Sangam Yug, 8 Sat Yug, and 12 Treta. So what we need to do is to have total disinterest for, because what we have to renounce is First is body consciousness. Now there is understanding body consciousness is the root of all vices. And soul consciousness is the basis of attaining virtues and powers and even yoga. So we realize how body consciousness can harm us, hurt us. So once that realization is there, it is easy to have disinterest in the body consciousness. And Baba also explains what is body consciousness. We are so much looking at our face and figure and features and makeup and everything. And modern fashion, etc. And we try to impress other people by good figure. Good features is just natural, but the thing is, as you know, we do plastic surgery. People will get their plastic surgery done to have lips in certain level and eyes at certain level and all sorts of plastic surgery. So we need to be loving our body but yet still detached and no body consciousness at all. So that way is where we, with disinterest, Tyag will be easy, or this renunciation will be easy. So first and foremost, we have to renounce body consciousness. Secondly, Baba says, forget bodily relations. And today Baba emphasized a lot to become totally detached. Because we were taking love and support from our bodily relations or friends. And especially living together as a couple or parents and children, there had been a lot of attachment. So what we need to do is, we don't need to, like sannyasi, we don't need to leave hut and home and go into forest to do tapasya. But at least we have loving and detached relationship with our relations so that we are not dependent on them, we are not either taking support or giving support to them. Otherwise we were totally dependent on human beings, whether friends or relations. Now we have all relationship with Baba. Baba is our mother, father, friend, teacher, guru, guide, son, everything, beloved. So as we establish those relationship with Baba, we receive so much strength and support from one. So it's easy to renounce those relationship and establish alaukik relationship, because we need to have alaukik spiritual relationship with everybody, because love, responsibility, relationship will be able to help them to be close to Baba. Because if we are totally detached and irresponsible, naturally people think, oh, what this Brahma Kumaris are teaching? They're useless. We have lost our mother, or we lost our father. They are alive, but they are not like our mother, father. So that's where we have to keep that loving relationship. Our says, look after your responsibility, but don't depend on them nor make them dependent on you. Thirdly, Baba is telling about renouncing mine-ness with our possessions, I and mine. So that when it is renounced, I and mine, ego and attachment, it can be easily renounced. And we were attached to our possession, material possession, wealth, everything. No, there was so much sorrow, because if our possessions were damaged, distorted, we had sorrow. So Baba says, now use all those means, because we don't need to give up our car and motorbike or camera or mobile phone. But at least, Baba says, don't be dependent on them. That one day if there is no car, then you say, oh, no car, what am I going to do now? Or losing any of these things, we don't have heartburn. So, this interest will be easy when we are attaining something from Baba. Because Baba gives us everything. Support, strength, He gives us joy, happiness, love, all the imperishable, subtle treasures Baba is giving us. So as we start receiving from Baba all these subtle treasures, naturally we use material things, no doubt. But if we don't have them, then it should not worry us. Because research have found that poor people, they are also cheerful and happy. Because I remember somebody was taking picture of children in slum area, and people started saying, oh, why you are taking this picture, to show India is poor or what? And he said, no, I am taking this picture to show the world that material possession are not the things that make us unhappy. If you don't have possessions, you should not be unhappy. You can be happy when you are content. And I remember once an Australian mother, she was traveling to Madhuban, and when she has had 6-year-old daughter, and when mother saw the street children in India, laborers' children, the poor children in India, she asked her daughter, don't you think you are so lucky that you have got everything, you have got nice dress, shoes, all these things, your hairstyle, and we can spend so much money on your study and everything. And the girl said, no, these children are more happier than me. The girl, 6-year-old, says, these children are more happier than me, because though they didn't have shoes in their legs, they were barefooted, their clothes may not be so clean and fashionable, and they were smiling and playing with each other and very happy. So that's what we find is happiness is not when you have possessions, but because even if you see a millionaire in the present society, they will be also under stress. They don't have time to even interact with their family because they are busy in their business and parties and meetings, so they may not have time to eat comfortably. They might have two phones in hand. Even whilst eating, they might be answering phones and all. So that's how we find that we now know what is the definition of happiness, and we have got so much happiness by remembering Baba, and we get intoxicated by churning yarn. So it's not necessary that we should have all the possession, modern machines and technology that is supplying us. Also, means of comfort, because we might have to renounce, because sometimes, I know in the early days, all the sisters, they were, many times they didn't have cushion, so they had to take the one stone to keep their head on. And in the end, as we know, we may not have comfortable mattress and pillow and sofa set and everything handy. So we might be having that much life which is deprived of all means of comfort. But if we are in Baba's remembrance, churning yarn, as our memorial is Vishnu, lying in the water, on the snake bed, and still cheerful. So that is our final stage. And that's why we don't need to be dependent on means of comforts. And as you may know, that in golden age, we'll have everything, 36 varieties of food every day, new dress every day, so many ornaments every day, natural beauty. So having that clear picture of what we are going to be in golden age, it becomes easy to renounce and have disinterest in the Kaliyugi old world. Because Kaliyugi old world, we may have variety of possessions, beautiful models or toys or decoration pieces of crystals or glass or so we might have them, but they are so fragile that you have to take care of them. Even if you are transporting from here to there or there to here, as well as in your house also, you have to be very careful that no children break them. So that's where we find that in Kaliyuga, everything has got lots of show and pomp, but they are temporary. Whatever it is, it's a temporary, and we have to be so much careful. Because on one hand, here, we may be fond of people may be fond of ice cream and chocolate and chips and everything, but as we know, everybody has to be careful what they eat, how much calorie they consume, and all sorts of things. So people may have lots of wealth, but wealth, if there is no health, it doesn't help them. So our life looks simple, and people may laugh, criticize, comment that, oh, what has happened now? You are not dressing up with modern dress, or your hairstyle is not as elegant as you used to have, or people will comment. You are not having makeup. But that, we have that beauty of purity and yoga, and good virtues. Because physical beauty is good to look at, but it is not permanent. Because one has to become aged and old, and all this physical beauty can be lost at old age. Whereas this beauty of virtues can help to have very good relationship with everyone. As we know that if we had to live with a beautiful, physically beautiful person, but he is very short-tempered, the partner is short-tempered, or having all moods, or worried, or stressed, then naturally that partnership may not last long. Whereas a person may not be so beautiful, but if it is a good-natured person, then naturally everybody would love them. As we see, most of the children love their grandparents more than their parents. Parents are beautiful, no doubt. Grandparents, they might have lost teeth, or they might have arthritis, and they may not be walking straight. But grandchildren like them because they're very loving, giving, generous, tolerant, flexible, etc. Whereas parents, they might be very beautiful, but they are very strict and disciplined, so children don't like them so much. So the thing is, anywhere good sanskars help us to have good relationship. And so, Baba is always emphasizing on being a good example. And not worry about physical appearance or fashion. So, renunciation is there, no doubt. But when there is disinterest, because we are gaining so much from Baba, naturally that disinterest help us to renounce, and that will help us to have good yoga. So that good yoga will help us to have those divine qualities, because that's our main aim of this life. That's the difference between spirituality and the worldly people. worldly people want to just enjoy life. Eat, drink, enjoy parties, etc. Whereas, we are able to do everything on a subtle and spiritual level. For them, the enjoyment may be nice food in restaurant, ready-made, going to McDonald's or Kentucky or somewhere. Whereas, we may have simple food cooked at home, or even salads and fruits and all, which are much more healthier than ready-made food, which has got lots of fat and calories. So our food is jnana. So more we have the food of knowledge, we are able to churn it, imbibe it, and we become the embodiment of knowledge. Their entertainment may be singing, dancing, parties, etc. So we are always singing divine songs of praise of Baba. They are dancing on a physical level, and for dances and parties, they may have to take some drugs to keep them awake or keep them intoxicated. Whereas we are dancing with joy. All the time, we are entertaining ourselves with jnana and yoga. Their entertainment may be swimming or surfing, whereas our entertainment is swimming and surfing in ocean of knowledge. And they do scuba diving, which we go into the depth of ocean and bring out the pearls of knowledge. By churning jnana, we get so many diamonds and jewels. So the thing is, our life is enjoyable and not just of disinterest and renunciation. Because sometimes people think, oh, your life must be very dull. So our life is not dull. Our cheerful face, our powerful aura, sparkling face, the light on our forehead, all these are like our ornaments. Because they have to decorate themselves with ornaments or makeup, which will last for a few hours. Whereas we have makeup of smiling face, cheerful face. Our eyes are sparkling with joy and love and power. And our garland is Baba's jnana jewels. So that's why our natural decoration pulls intellect of others, and they feel that we are some extraordinary people. Whereas there, mundane and materialistic nature will never keep them content. There is so much of, we find that there is so much of tension and headache and stress and distress and all the time questioning why this is happening, what this is happening, this should not have happened, you should not be doing all these things. So they have all sorts of question and we have answers to every question of our life. Not only our life, but we are able to guide other people also. And so we should have this pure pride as who am I? And having that faith that I am on the right path. Once there is that deep faith that I am on the right path, and whatever direction Baba is giving us, Srimat, in the early days, Srimat was little bit heavy word for many people. But we know Srimat disciplines, maryadas, they are for our benefit. It's not for Baba's benefit. Baba is not telling us to renounce anything because he is being remembered or he is having pride of his obedient, faithful, loyal children. But because he has the aim that we also become divine, and because his aim is that we also become divine world sovereigns, he is giving all this direction, guidance, principles, maryadas, etc. So we might be renouncing sleep, but we are earning imperishable income. The worldly people, if they are having double income by working on weekend, what they will do? If they are in need of money or need of having comfortable means, what they will do is work on weekend. Don't care whether they have to miss their family union or family parties, but they will work. Whereas on weekend, Brahmins are more busy in study and service and yoga bhakti, because most of the centers will have workshops, bhaktis or service programs on weekend. So we are busiest. So we don't get single holiday. We are in renouncing our holiday in a worldly sense. But our each and every day is a holy, pious day. That we are using our each and every moment for earning our imperishable income. So when we see our this imperishable income that we are earning, naturally we are intoxicated. There is that inner joy, inner bliss, etc. And we don't need to have any intoxicating drugs like alcohol or tobacco or marijuana or heroin, cocaine, etc., which are very harmful to our body and nervous system. So the thing is, Baba is giving us Srimad, and once we realize it, then we are able to give up dictates of our mind and our social custom system, old habits, etc. Because, no, sometimes it is said old habits die hard. But Baba has teaching us easy path. Everything has been easy. Jnana, yoga, dharana, and also renunciation. Because there is a total disinterest. Sannyasis may leave their home, family, but then they establish ashram with so many followers. And then there is, Baba says, their renunciation is limited because they are still having that awareness that this is my ashram, this is my follower, and whether sannyasi feels or their followers feels that my guru is very elevated. As you know, they have so much conflict and competition during Kumbh Mela. Because there is a definite time when everybody needs to take dip, the best time to take dip in river. And where river meets, three rivers meet, that is the best place. So they want to choose best place, best time, and their guru should be the first one to take a dip rather than anybody else. No? So even in the procession, they'll say, oh, my guru's procession should be first. So then there is so much conflict, mine and yours. Whereas here, there is no mine and yours. Even when Baba became Avyakt Brahma Baba, he didn't give this title of administrative head to his Lokiks, because Baba chose the one who was the most efficient person to run Brahma Kumari's organization. So he gave his example of being total renunciate, Brahma Baba. He renounced everything. He gave the position of head of organization to Mama. So he was the first one to keep mothers in front, renouncing the position or gaddi. So though Mama used to follow Brahma Baba's direction, but yet officially Mama was head of the organization. So he renounced his position and renounced all his wealth, made trust for yajna, and trust is being sisters. So he was not really the owner of any of his wealth or the wealth given by everybody. Same thing Dadi always says, no, about herself, that I'm wearing nice white dress, but my pockets are empty. Nothing is there, no bank balance, no even handbag. Dadi doesn't have even handbag. She doesn't like people carrying big handbags. No, she says, keep this away. So neither she carries, nor she likes anybody to carry. So we might have to renounce many, many things in this life. But that renunciation is not causing us any pain or sorrow. We are receiving in return so much that this renunciation is not at all hurtful to us. Because we are giving one and Baba is giving us multi-million folds. So it's not that renunciation is there, because when you are giving one and receiving multi-million folds, why should you feel that you are renouncing anything? You are getting everything. So that's why once that is that understood, Jnana helps us to understand the value of imperishable subtle treasures that we are receiving from Baba. And so this interest is easy. And so foundation of our everything is knowledge. Knowledge will help us to have yoga. Knowledge will help us to have disinterest. Knowledge will help us to renounce. But for renunciation, we need knowledge as well as yoga power. Because with yoga power, we receive something in return, and that's what Baba is such a clever businessman. He gives us first. He says, okay, this is my love for you. This is my power of peace for you. This is your imperishable inheritance. So he gives us first and then says, now it's time to renounce whatever you were holding on to. Because in Kali Yuga, we were holding on to everything materially. So now there is no need to hold on to material things. We use it. Whatever is necessary, we use it. Whatever is not necessary, the luxuries, comforts, fashions, etc., we are renouncing. So we are getting something better. So renouncing something useless is not a problem. Because when you are not receiving anything, naturally giving may be problem. But as I said, is Baba gives us first. So as we see our fortune, as we see our future clearly, what Baba gives us is us in golden age. Naturally, it becomes easy to renounce iron-aged, temporary pleasures, possessions, position, etc. Because everybody loves everybody, including Baba. No, Baba says, you are my children, I love you, whatever you are. In the same way, family also will say, we love you as you are. Because it may be you are from different country, different culture, different color, different language, everything can be different. But you are our spiritual brothers and sisters, so we love you. So we receive not only everything from Baba, but family also. Because from Baba we will receive later on. But from family, we receive first. We receive first from family, because as soon as we enter to center, we receive that sweet welcome. The hand vibration of center of love, peace, etc. helps us to really go to the center often. But as we start knowing Baba, then only we are able to connect with Baba and receive all this yoga power and all imperishable treasures. So the thing is, we might be getting detached or renouncing our bodily relations, but we are receiving unlimited family. Unlimited family and unlimited friends. Though on one hand we say our friend is one Baba, our enemy is only one Ravan. Others are all our spiritual brothers and sisters, or only brothers, we may say universal brotherhood like that. So the thing is, it becomes very easy to renounce everything when there is total disinterest in this old world. And some of us are very lucky that we had everything before coming to Jnana. Material wealth, material possession, love from Laukik family, and some of us were prepared with vegetarian family and nice friends who were spiritual minded, etc. So Baba in this birth prepares us so that everything becomes easy. Because Baba says, you were degraded completely. But in this birth, the last 83rd birth, it was not so much degradation. Not many of us had total tamo pradhan intellect. Some of us have never touched alcohol or cigarette or marijuana or all these things. How many of you had never had any drugs? Will you raise your hand? At least 40-50%. How many of you were vegetarian before Jnana? Very few. 8 or 10, 15, 20. And how many had enough of movies and parties and everything? How many of you had enough movies and parties and socializing? Because once you have had everything, naturally it is easy to renounce. Because in my Laukik family, every Saturday we used to go to movie, every Sunday we used to go on the beach, and every holidays we used to go out station. So I had everything in my life, so that was not difficult to renounce them because I had everything. So Baba's Jnana attracted me a lot, and then naturally, once there is faith in Baba, once there is that clear guidance as what I want to do in this life and achieve in this life, whatever direction Baba gives, Srimad, Maryadas, principles, everything becomes easy. Then there is no need for me to use Manmat. Otherwise, we used to use Manmat, social mat, or direction from family and society and everything, Parmat. Srimat was not at all known. But now knowing everything, it becomes easy for us to know what we had to do, etc. So, Om Shanti.